So it is, dear friends, that we return to the energy of your sacred temple on this day with all the new energy here that is starting to percolate, that is starting to come forth from your very being. How appropriate that we play this song leading into our question and answer discussion, because it is to know, as we have talked of before, that you do not go home. You do not. You left so long ago on a grand journey to discover who you were, to discover something that you wanted to know, a truth that could not be known in the first circle. The road has been most interesting, filled with experiences. Oh, and we know that you've had the desire to be at home again, to leave this journey and return to the place that you came from. But even as Gautama found out on his long journey on the road, you never go home. You can't go home. For you are in a new place of consciousness that does not make going home practical anymore. Someday, in the now, home comes to you. Home expands forth to meet you along the path. That is what is happening now. The energy of home, represented by Metatron, coming in at our last gathering, coming into Earth, coming into you, and you, the ones now who have been on this long and sacred journey, coming to a point of fulfillment, not the end of a journey at all. Even Gautama found that the journey continued. The journey continued, truth evolves. But you are coming to a point of fulfillment, of completion, before going even into a next cycle. Fulfillment of creating new energy from a finite source. Getting out of the game of duality where you were just changing the appearance and the looks of two energies of duality. And now, with your new identity and knowingness, you're making it possible for the creation of new energies, and at the same time, making it possible for home to come to you. Now, there is much that we have discussed on this day with new energy, and perhaps you think to yourself, what does it have to do with me today? How does this make my life better today? The implications of this new energy are vast. They are far-reaching. It will not necessarily be something that affects you the moment you walk out this door, but it will in these days, in these moments ahead. It will if you allow the solution to come, the solution that is already within you, to come to you in this void. As we said, you always want to push and replace and struggle and grasp. That was the way of duality, to replace. Matter of fact, humans do not like void, do not like that place. It is not the dark that we speak of. It is not even a vacuum, a void. It is nothingness. It is a pause. It is silence. Dear ones, as you go to this void of ascension, then something will come from within you. It cannot be credited to another, the solution that you seek. But as we said earlier, the solution that you seek, perhaps it's nothing like you thought it would be. That is why we've asked you in this series to release your agendas. In releasing your agendas, you have no preconceived box, limitation, or idea of what the outcome is. Releasing agenda is, in a sense, being in the void. No expectations of an outcome, for the outcome in the new energy is far grander than it was in duality. Shamba, so many of you have been working on trying to make duality easier or better. That is not why you are here. You are not here for a new and improved duality. You are here for the creation of new energy. You are here to be at that moment where duality is transcended and you move into this new consciousness. To get there means releasing the old, being in this place of pause, to come to the realizations of the new. You will find things in your life take subtle changes initially. For instance, as Caudra found today, and so many of you listening, time is warped in the new energy. It is not linear like what you have experienced in duality. Your perception of time will change quite a bit. Now, in a sense, that is good, for you can learn new aspects of time, ways to work with it. In a sense, it will be difficult for some of you who have time-regulated lives, like having to be to a job at a certain time, or having to meet people. You will find for a period of time it is more difficult to work with this because your perception of time as it has been no longer exists. It is the same with space. Space will appear different. For some who have not been so claustrophobic, being in tight spaces will make you claustrophobic in a new energy for a short period of time. For those who get anxiety being in these small places, perhaps now things will not seem so small. Space will also change. Time, space, depth will change. So many of the elements of duality will change around you. Things will not be so linear, but instead at times may seem like they are going in swirls when you've been used to going down the track in a straight line. In a sense, what is happening is you are releasing the bonds that created a linear type of existence, and now you are going to, in a sense, an existence that is a spiral, but not limited to any direction, not limited to any phase. The old energies of duality leaving, at times causing you concern about what is happening. That is why we are here to share with you some of the aspects of new energy. Oh, indeed, we will be working with you on this in the many, many months to come. And we will be asking for your input as well as to what you are going through. Now, with that, we would be delighted to answer your questions.
Tobias, please explain how to remove the seventh seal.
Dear ones, you do not remove them with any sense of force or pressure. You release them. You release them. As Metatron said in our last gathering, they all open at once. They open together. You do not go down there visualizing yourself with a mallet in your hand trying to break these seals. For indeed, that will cause them to be tighter than ever. If anything, you simply love yourself, as we spoke of earlier. You simply come to new understandings of your past, new wisdoms. Instead of holding judgment against yourself and looking at yourself as being unworthy, you come to know that everything that you encountered on your path had its purpose. That is why Buddha comes in on this day, to sit with you, to share the energy of his path, which was also long and difficult. The seven seals open in particular as you walk into the void of ascension, as you walk into this yet to be created now, this yet to be created consciousness, and sit in there. That is when the seals can come open. That is when they know, how to say, the coast is clear. You are not inhibiting them with the consciousness of duality. Oh, and you will find, when you come to this space, this void of ascension, that the seals were not really sealed that tight to begin with. But there was a pressure, much like pressure on an object underwater, a pressure that kept them from allowing themselves to be opened. When you release duality around you, the pressure is taken off. There is no longer that element that keeps those seals in place. This was an excellent question.
Dear Tobias and dear Gautama, as a teacher of Buddhist meditation for many years, I do not understand how most people can gain experience of the void or the space of allowing without spending quiet time with themselves, in other words, meditating. Also, I don't quite understand how or why it is that we are now creating new energy that has never before existed. Thank you.
As we saw it from our perspective and talking to those who crossed over to our side, there were so many humans that sat in meditation with expectation. There were so many that attempted to clear the mind. And as you know, this does not work so well. There are times of denial when you can put up the blockages and keep these waves of energy from coming through. But ultimately, dear ones, in your current society, you struggled so much with this thing called meditation. Now, one of the good things that you learned was that you needed your alone space to re-energize and to revitalize yourself. But those who are now taking long walks, those who are now, simply finding a quiet space, perhaps even a hobby, and especially driving down the road, they know there is more fulfillment in this than their old form of meditations. We are not saying that meditation is bad, for that would be placing a judgment on it. We are saying that you have moved past the point of meditation. Gautama spent much, much time in meditation, much, much time clearing the mind. And even he realized that this was not the ultimate truth. This was not. The void, as we say, is different. It is putting the situation aside for a moment. It is not trying to replace it, something that is changed with something else. We use the example of your twin towers for this. Something has come down. Something has changed. It is not time to replace it. Things are changing in your life. Things are being taken away energetically from you, perhaps relationships or jobs or even health for a period of time. There is a tendency to want to go out and replace it, to fix it. When you get sick, you want to fix it right away. Understand, it is appropriate. Be in the void, knowing that there is a temporary imbalance within and knowing that your divine being will come in with a solution that was far grander than anything in your medicine cabinet. But humans, you want to replace everything so quickly. You want to replace your meditation, since we took that away, with something else. You want to replace your ceremony with something else. It is a time, it is a time of nothingness, where there is no pressure or struggle. You're not trying to replace. You are not fearing or panicking. It is a divine moment. And in that moment, the answers come through. If you feel yourself struggling in the mind, struggling in your being, chances are very good. You are not going in the right direction. You are still struggling with duality. Again, I ask you to go and, how to say, try this in the next month of time. You will find one thing. There is such an immediate desire to replace something that is gone from your life. Remember the images of the Twin Towers. Remember the images you saw even on the screen today, where there is nothing. Nothing. Indeed, you want to replace it with something, but if you do, you would be replacing with the consciousness that existed in duality. Instead, let that void come. Then you will see and understand and have enlightenments about where to go next. Now, also, in our discussion of the new energy, this will cause much talk amongst you, wondering about energies. There will be some who go into the analytical and try to evaluate and discuss how energy works. There was even one of your great ones in the lifetime of so many of you here that came to the conclusion, the brilliant conclusion, that energy could not be created or destroyed. And that was appropriate that many years ago. There is a new equation, which we will talk of later, a guest, future guest will bring in, that explains the new equation of energy, and that indeed new energies can be created. We're talking here now initially of consciousness energies, but as you know, technology will follow. If you are creating a new energy of consciousness, soon, quite soon, there will be those, even who are listening now, who will come to understand how to create it in the practical world as well. Thank you for this question.
In the Keys of Enoch, it mentions the null zone necessary for the ascension process. Has Earth entered the zone? If not, what is the approximate time and effects on us?
There have been many null zones that you as Shambhu have gone through on your journey. You remember many of these. These also appeared to be areas and times of depressions. What is referred to here in these keys of Enoch are not the void of ascension necessarily that we are talking of. It is similar, but it is not of the exact same energy. It is to be remembered that this book was written in a different time and consciousness. It is quite oriented towards an understanding of duality. It is oriented also much as a deeper understanding of the biblical scriptures. And at that time, it was not possible for humans to walk into a new energy, so it was not possible for a book to accurately describe what it was like. Now, there are nulls all along the path leading to ascension, but they are more of what we would compare to the channel where we talked about the no thing, where there are periods of time where activity should cease, where you can recharge yourself. But this is quite different than the void of ascension that we speak of. This is quite different from this time and consciousness you go into where you are not trying to replace or rebuild, but yet you are allowing your divine answer to come through.
Please talk more about the fruit of the rose and how it manifests. Thank you.
Indeed, the fruit of the rose is somewhat difficult to describe, but the fruit of the rose truly comes through and manifests when you sit in this void that we have discussed. It is the solution that has not been brought in yet. It is a potential solution that exists in a neutral or dormant state But it has always been there. It is all of the answers that you have ever sought, but you could not come to realizations until the appropriate time on your path. We have said before that in a sense, you have already buried the answer yourself, for yourself, along your path. You've already buried all of the potential fulfillments in your path before you already got there. This is the fruit of the rose. It is your divinity. It is that part of God that you brought with you from home. Now, that does not mean that the answers have already been worked out. It means the energy for the solution is there. It still takes you, living in human form, living in the now, to take that energy within, to take that potential for solution, and to bring it into realization. There is participation at all levels of your being. The human consciousness that you sit in now, the divine consciousness that has been behind the seals that is coming forth. The fruit of the rose, it is the unrealized solution, but the solution that has always been there. It does not contain the, how to say, this fruit of the rose does not contain the exact roadmap and directions for solution, but it contains all the energy for realization of it. And we thank you for this.
Dear Tobias, before I pushed my oracles to the side, I was given an oracle idea that I was quite excited about, hesitant but still yet excited. What I would like to know is this still appropriate? And not only for myself, even though I would love to know if this is personally appropriate for me, but also for others who have had or will have ideas, desires to bring forth more oracles and things of this nature. If we do bring them in, will it be bringing in yet more tools that should be put away? I do not know that I was brought to my now with all my tools. This was needed for me. Are they still needed and appropriate? Thank you.
Indeed, it is time to put these aside. Look at the energy behind your own question. There is, how to say, a lack of meaning or direction. There is also an innate understanding at the deepest levels of your being while you wrote this out. It is time to release them. Honor, but also release. Dear friends, one of the greatest challenges of Shambhara has been our asking you to release so many things that you have held dear. And we know in all this releasing we've asked you to do, some of you have still held things under your pillow at night. Perhaps books, perhaps techniques, certainly crystals. Does that not hurt your head? It is time to release all these, to honor and release. Now, for many of you, these products and these programs that you have had have also been your livelihood. It is what you have taught others, and there is a fear that if you let go of these things, how would you make a living? How would you make a living? So you look around, and what do? You want to replace it with something else. You want even Tobias and Gautama to give you a new tool. Do you not? Do you not want to replace what you are letting go? And that is our point of this whole discussion today. There is something else there. And we cannot tell you what it is, for even we do not know. But it is something in the new energy. It is a solution and a fulfillment far grander than that oracle or any of these other things that you hold on to. You cannot go into the new energy holding elements, holding relics of duality with you. If you think you are sneaking something through, there will be somebody at the door letting you know it is not appropriate. you think your own security screeners now are tough. But trying to get on board this new energy, we have even tougher screeners. We know it is difficult, and we know we can feel the panic come up within so many of you thinking about releasing the old. However, that is only about you. There are still things that are appropriate to teach others, and if they come to you for the facilitation that they do, or you do, or the methods that you have, if they are still knocking on your door, then it is appropriate to be teaching that. But for yourself, it is time to enter a whole new zone, a whole new zone that we have spoken of today. Dear ones, you cannot possibly imagine the grandness, the love, the fullness of what you are seeking in the mind that you have today. So quit trying. Quit trying. Come into this point, this void of ascension. The answer will come up to you. It is the fruit of the rose. Oh, dear ones, some of you have already gone through this experience with a few things in your life. And what do you do at that time? But you say, I could have never imagined this. Why did I hang on so tightly to the past? Why did I hang on so tightly? Why did I not trust myself? Why did I not trust myself to let go and know that divinity would be there within me already? Thank you for this question.
Tobias, what is May 19th going to bring us?
Indeed, nothing. You look to your stars and you anticipate great events. Aren't you tired of that now? It does not happen. It is a distraction. It is not appropriate. You are continually trying to replace one thing for the other. On May 19th, go into the void and stop looking into the skies.
Last question. Tobias, can you give some insight into the status of women on the planet? It seems like there is such an inequality and that in many cases are seen as sexual objects. I feel there will be a balance coming in the future. Any comments? Thanks.
Dear ones, the balance is coming now, we are delighted to say. And I'm about to say, when we read the overall consciousness of women on Earth compared to a year ago when we talked about it, it has changed. Some of your challenging situations have put a new focus on the role of women. And certainly, your consciousness as Shamba has changed those institutions that were so ingrained in the male energy. Look what has happened since we talked with you less than 1 year ago of time. Look at the changes and at your headlines. This will continue to change, for there has to come a balance between male and female. And there has to be a respect for both sides. Both sides. For all of you, in duality contain the elements of male and female. All of you did. You cannot simply replace your old male energy with a female energy. It has to be a balance. Do not disrespect or dishonor the male portion of your consciousness either. But do allow the female portion to come bursting forth. You will see it. Oh, indeed, we are so delighted when we look. You will see it all upon your earth, a new coming out of the female energy. You will especially see it, dear ones, in the people around you, in the people who are around you. You will marvel at how they're integrating their male side. If they are female, their female side if they are male. You will find a whole new tolerance for the ones what you call gays, you will find a respect for them. They are ones who brought in a much better balance of male and female energy. They are ones who knew there would be challenges, who knew that they would be called sinners, who knew that they would be called perverted in ways. They knew this when they brought this energy in, but it was a better balance. It was a way to show the world that you could be integrated in male and female. All of this energy is such a signal that duality is unfolding, changing, transforming, and creating new energy in the number of four. Give thanks to those who have, how to say, endured the difficult road and the difficult challenge in helping to integrate the female energy in particular. Give thanks to those who have worked at their conscious levels so hard at bringing this in. And look at what is happening in the world around you. A whole new respect and understanding of both energies, male and female. But also remember, as these changes are taking place, as duality is winding down, as an imbalanced male-female energy is coming back into a new sacred balance, remember that there are energies that are making their last stand, for they do not want to change. You will see things in the news, as Metatron talked to you about, that perhaps shock you, perhaps throw you off balance. But it is just the old energies trying to hold on, trying to hold on. Dear ones, we have covered much ground today, and we will continue to talk of the new energy in our lessons ahead. We ask you to not just walk from this temple space of yours back into duality and forget about what we have said. But use this tool, the void of ascension. Use it. Come to new understandings. No, you do not need to replace things right away. It may be fearful at times, for the old duality within you may be screaming to have it replaced with something. But in this energy of ascension, answers will come to you, solutions, fulfillments, new ways of doing things and thinking about things that you could never have imagined before. Work with us, dear ones. It has been a delight and a pleasure to be here with you on this day. And how to say, we'll be working with you very intensively in your dreams and also in your daily life. We love you dearly. Gautama bows to you at this time. Indeed, he is welling up, very emotional, for he sees the true enlightened ones. He sees you being able to go to new consciousnesses that he never was able to go to. And indeed, the Buddha honors you, and so it is.